Welcome to the PSDcast with your host, Jason Lumberg with Power Systems Design. We're now at a crossroads with AI, straddling the line between its ability to do good and its potential to do irreparable harm. And no topic exemplifies that quite like industrial security. While AI offers the possibility of real-time threat detection, even on the dark web, and while 78% of security leaders who've adopted AI report high confidence in their defenses, only 29% of organizations in a recent survey conduct continuous simulation testing, while 44% test biannually or even not at all. And here to discuss the survey's findings a bit further is Jason Alnutt, OT and cyber SME at Simspace. So, Jason, thanks for joining us. And let's start with this. Could you describe the function and capabilities of the average assistive AI agent being deployed today?
Sure. Yeah, it's quite a lot, actually. The space is moving so quickly, and there's so many new players. But a lot of what we're seeing now is assistive AI agents that are being deployed in environments to help with things like, you know, simple as just, you know, simple task automation, information retrieval of the health of your network and things like that. Also some low-level content creation and personalization. That is obviously expanding rapidly. We're seeing new tools and new solutions every day, but a lot of what's being deployed now is what's called assistive AI agents that are being deployed but still requiring some sort of human to check for errors and participate alongside that AI agent.
Okay, now why does AI augmentation in the SOC initially reduce performance by anywhere from 10 to 20%?
Sure. Yeah, and I think what we're seeing with regards to that statistic is just the learning curve that it takes to get these solutions, these assistive AI agents deployed, and then working properly, interacted with the way that they should be. I mean, I think we've all experienced, you know, procuring or coming into some sort of solution and then realizing, oh, maybe it doesn't actually work the way I think it does, or maybe I have to interact with it differently. Doesn't mean it doesn't create the same outcome that you're expecting. It's just that learning curve of how do I actually get the most out of this tool and how do I do the things that I need to do that it's expecting so that I can get the outcome I want. So I think a lot of that reducing of performance in our SOCs, you know, by 10, 20% or whatever the number is really just has a lot to do with understanding the technology, deploying it in the manner that it should be, and then interacting with it the way that it expects us to interact with it.
All right. Now, to go back to what I mentioned in the intro, why such a high disparity between organizational confidence in their AI agents and the actual frequency of security testing? You know, is it just pure laziness, or is there something more to it?
I wouldn't call it laziness. I mean, I don't. I wouldn't go that far. Surely, security testing is something that has always been a little bit elusive, right? And you have a day job. You're doing the actual securing of your networks. And so doing actual security testing is always kind of a second priority, right? Or, another task to add to your endless number of things. So it's even more critical for AI agents, considering that, you know, the expectation right now is that a lot of these agents need that human in the loop assistance. I think we'll see that for the continual future. And unfortunately, you know, security testing is just something that is hard to time and schedule and get resources to do. So I think one benefit of where we're going with all of these AI tools and AI agents is we can actually make that security testing actually more efficient and more timely. So rather than, you know, scheduling a large tabletop exercise or some sort of big event where you're going to have multiple different components, the AI tools can actually help assist with creating that environment for security testing and then getting real output that will tell and inform not just your leadership, but also your staff, the people who are actually using the AI agents, how to more effectively do these things, and especially in a real-time world where threats are constantly changing, organizations are constantly changing, being able to continually iterate and improve and run multiple simulations is going to be even more critical.
All right. Now, Jason, before I wrap this up, let me ask this. I suppose the answer, to this security conundrum is obvious, just more testing. But other than that, what's the best path forward for organizations integrating assistive AI agents?
Sure. Well, yes, security testing, I think, is the big one. And if I could, wave a magic wand and, have everybody use a solution similar to, SimSpace or use SimSpace, I think it would greatly improve. Certainly, education, understanding what you're procuring, and really asking intense questions as far as, what are the expectations with any solution. How do I use it? The more you can do during your procurement process as far as understanding the tool, not just from a, hey, is this good value and, should we procure this, but also, hey, we really want to understand how we're going to use this. And so using something like SimSpace and our AI proving grounds to actually, put these solutions through the process and get hands-on with it can really help. Now, if you call that security testing or hands-on experience or whatever you want to call it, just being a more informed buyer of these solutions is greatly going to improve anybody's experience.
Makes sense. Well, thanks, Jason. I want to thank you for your time. And to our audience, thanks for tuning in and have a great day.